Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Think about this. When we appropriately honor God for who He is, we'll begin to experience Him in a way we never would have otherwise. So if you've really approached God casually, if you sort of pray while you're doing everything else, and we are called to pray at all times, but if there's never times where you just stop what you're doing, and even before you pray, remember who it is you're talking to, you're going to miss out on a certain aspect of God that is so important, and it will impact your relationship deeply when you start to remember who He is. So what does it mean to fear the Lord? Well, it properly translates into this: holy reverence, awe, and in some cases, even a holy terror, which some are going to know a holy terror when He returns. But to have a holy reverence and an awe, you want to change your prayer life. I'm telling you, stop before you pray and remember this God that you're speaking to is the God who put the stars in place. This is the God that the earth trembles when He speaks. And at the blast of His breath, the bottom of the ocean can be seen. And remember again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So what's wisdom? Well, it breaks down this way: skill, aptitude, good sense, war skill, godliness, worldly wisdom, and experience. I want you to think about that. When you start to fear God appropriately, you start to grow in a wisdom in a way that really equips you to live out your everyday life, gives you a higher aptitude and understanding, some good sense, and even war skill. I thought that was so interesting. James 4:7 says this: submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And maybe you've heard me unpack that verse on the show before. I just think it's amazing. Submit to God is a military term, and it means get back in rank. Well, we really subject ourselves to all kinds of enemy attack, and then sometimes we get mad at God or we blame Him for it, when really we're the ones who've gotten out of rank. So how do you get out of rank? You get ahead of God. You get an attitude. You hold a grudge. You stop being grateful. And so if you're really taking all kinds of enemy fire, you can't really fight Him on your own. You've got to step back and go, Lord, am I out of line in any way? Well, Lord, I submit my will to You again. Lord, I've been running ahead. Forgive me. God, I've been mad that You haven't promoted me yet. Forgive me. Your timing is best for me. You're protective of me. You're invested in me. I'm going to submit all of my will to You. Well, suddenly when you get back in rank, suddenly then you have authority. So here's the verse again: submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, scripture talks about that He's like a roaring lion. He's going after us, and He's seeking to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. He plays dirty. He's chasing after us. But when you submit to God, suddenly you have kingdom authority. And then you turn back around and resist the devil. Well, the Bible says he flees from you, and that translates he runs for his life. So first of all, he's running after you, trying to take out your life. When you remember who you are and you have a fear of God enough to say, my life matters, what I do matters, I need to make sure I'm in every way surrendered to God, then you've got some authority to turn around and say, enemy, you don't get to talk to me that way. You don't get to mess with my family that way. You've got authority. You can resist the devil, and he has to flee from you. Well, the rest of that verse, so it starts out, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The rest of the verse says, knowing the Holy One results in understanding. So to the degree that we understand who God is and that we honor Him as such, will we walk in the fullness and the power that He's made available to us? Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.